All right, we're in here blowing kisses at Wanda because we were doing a lot of pre-show kibitzing here, me and Sandy. And so Wanda gave us the heads up because we're going to blow the top off the holiday season here on Freed on Business on 880 AM. We've got a great show today. We're going to kick it off with Lauren Book and why you should give to Lauren Book and the rest of the folks. There's a hashtag out there. I'm forgetting about it. Give Miami Day, I believe it is. Sandy, Give Miami Day? Miami Give Day?
It's Give Miami Day.
Give Miami Day. That's Sandy. Sandy's going to talk to us about how to build your business contacts with Constant Contact, your email marketing. And then we're going to finish up the show. I'm going to tell everybody what I give thanks for. That's right. It's the holiday season. I give a lot of thanks. I'll give you a tease. I give thanks for you for listening. But beyond that, Sandy, we'll talk about building your marketing. Wanda, do we have Lauren on? All right. Hey, where is my hero, Lauren Book?
I'm thankful for you, Jim, and Vivian, too.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, cry face picture. Ooh, I love you, girl. I love you.
And
the coach,
you guys?
Too. All right, we're doing great, and a high five to Claire for putting us all together on this.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're here in Tallahassee, and, you know, just want to start by saying that our hearts and prayers are with the Tallahassee and Florida State community. We're heading over to the Green, where we have some kids congregating, and we're handing out hot chocolate and cookies. We're just really thankful that everyone that we love is safe and with us. So thanks for having us on.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Now, there's a couple of things that have been going on. First, we have Give Miami Day. Let's talk a little bit about that first. Give Miami Day is a philanthropic day here in Miami. There's a group that matches everybody's gifts. We've given today to a variety of different charities, including, of course, Lauren's kids. Tell me a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, Give Miami Day is such a great philanthropic movement in Miami, and all of the gifts that are given today are matched. I think the last time I checked, they were somewhere in the 3,000 gifts to local nonprofits, which is such a great and shows how really giving Miami is. And we are just so asking all of your listeners to help us with our 5 o'clock push to donate to Lauren's kids, and those donations will be matched, which is really helpful and very exciting.
Well, yeah, it's terrific. So everybody, Give Miami Day, hashtag Give Miami if you're on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. The hashtag will work for everywhere. $25 minimum dollar donation will get matched. Make sure you give. Give early, give often, give lots. When I was there, there were about 100,000 gifts in total that were made. So high five to Miami for going on the triple play on that. Now, Lauren, let's talk about some of the other things you've got coming up this year. You've got some great initiatives in the public schools. You've got some things coming up that you'll be pushing at the legislature. Of course, we've got your walk. Lauren, the floor is yours. What should we talk about?
It is such a busy time for Lauren's kids. And we are here in Tallahassee finishing the development and middle school and high school for Safer Smarter Teens that will be in schools all throughout the state of Florida. And we're so excited about that. But we really have a very exciting thing. Lauren's Kingdom, my first children's book. We have our published date, which is March 9th, if you can believe it.
Awesome.
And pre-sales will start in the coming weeks. And so we are just so excited. And as a survivor, as an advocate, as a lover of children's literature, as a teacher, I am just so excited about this tool to be in families' hands to start that conversation about protecting their children and childhood and how we open up that dialogue. It is just such an exciting time. And then right after the book releases, we'll be starting our walk, if you can believe that, March 14th. We'll be kicking off at the southernmost point, 42 days. And during that time is the Read in Fiorentino event.
Yes.
It is just jam-packed.
Wow.
We are so excited.
Wow. Well, I am glad that Vivian's giving you a couple of extra hands. I'm giving you a voice. And we've got the coach helping you with the spirit. You've got a full team there, Lauren. So if people want to give, people want to find out, people want to do, give me all your contacts. Give me all your info.
Absolutely. Please check out our website, www.laurenskids.org, for all of our Safer Smarter Kids materials. Your listeners can check us out at www.safersmarterkids.org. And they can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And what I will say in the next couple of weeks is we have a very special surprise if you log on to our website.
Oh, very cool. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, maybe just a minute or so. We've given out all the contact information. Lauren, it's the holidays. That means families get together. Sometimes there's somebody in the family that's not being appropriate to some others in the family. What should folks look for around the holiday times in the house to make sure their kids are protected?
Absolutely, and that is such a great point. We just want to make sure that parents are looking out for individuals who are wanting to spend more time with children than adults. When they spend undue attention, maybe giving inappropriate gifts that are way more exorbitant than should be. Those are things that parents need to look for. But most importantly, have that open and honest dialogue with your children. Talk to them about what they feel comfortable about or may not feel comfortable about. Look and see how your children are interacting with the adults that are coming in and out of their home. But also, on top of that, Jim, you are so right. This can be an exciting time, but a difficult time for survivors and thrivers. And so it's really important to take care of yourself. Sometimes family time is great, but it can also be very stressful. So make sure that you make time for yourself and really take care of you and do the things that you need to do to be happy and healthy this holiday season.
What great advice. Now, if somebody thinks somebody's hurting a child, it's up to them to report it. It's the law, thanks to you and the coach. So how do they report if they think that there's a child that's in danger?
That's exactly right, and they must do that on the DCF hotline, and that is 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Well, Lauren, listen, thank you for going up to Tallahassee and making our legislative process focus on kids. And equally important, thank you for being there to be an unexpected resource for this unexpected tragedy that's happened to our brothers and sisters in Tallahassee. I'm a Gator, but today all of us feel for the folks in Tallahassee that were in that library. God bless you, Lauren. Thank you so much for being on the show. High five to you. High five to Coach. We give thanks for you all the time.
Love you guys. Thank you for being you and for giving me the power and voice and strength to carry on with our message.
Oh, God bless you, Lauren. I give thanks
Love
for you.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.